Do we really need another podcast? No. But Tony really needs a hobby. Hopefully, he'll put a smile on your face. And if you don't like it, at least it's free. Now grab your favorite beverage and enjoy the Bald and Witty podcast. Here's your host, the author of Tacos and Beer Atmosphere, and founder of baldandwitty.com, Tony Mahalski.
And welcome to episode 5 of the Bald and Witty podcast. Our mission is to get better with every single podcast. Hopefully that holds true. I record this on Monday morning very early, May 13th, as we recap Mother's Day. I had a great time. I got a chance to see my mom down in Omaha this past weekend. Enjoyed some lunch and some good times. And then watched a lot of baseball this weekend, including a little bit of highlights from the Arkansas Razorbacks. What I think is one of the coolest displays to see on a Mother's Day game. After the game, the Arkansas players ran the bases with their mom. How awesome is that? It was fun seeing all the moms trotting around the bases with their sons. And you think about all the dedication it takes to drive the kids to not only baseball games, but a lot of the kids on the Arkansas baseball team, I would assume, probably played a lot of travel baseball, logging big time miles, huge commitment. And it was just a fun way to see that displayed in front of our eyes at the Arkansas home game with the moms running around the bases. So hats off to the University of Arkansas. I tell you what, I think I'm going to watch a lot of WNBA basketball this year. Caitlin Clark makes her debut on Tuesday, not only on ESPN2, but also, checks notes, ESPN Plus and Disney Plus. Ding, ding. Fun to see a lot of the excitement, not only with Clark, but some of the new entries into the WNBA. And I can guarantee you I'll watch more WNBA this year than previous years. And this is coming from a Husker fan. And by the way, the Huskers did defeat Caitlin Clark in Lincoln. And that was probably one of my biggest sports highlights of the year. It was fun to see the Huskers pull that off. But be interesting to watch Caitlin Clark play for the Indiana Fever this year in the WNBA. Okay, deep thought. I have a new favorite kind of bar. And maybe it's because the winter was so long and we had so much rain and cloudy, dreary conditions. But my new favorite type of bar is that of a rooftop bar. I've been to Nashville probably about 20 to 25 times in my life. And the last visit, spent a lot of time on rooftops at the bars. It really just seemed to pop up over the last 5 years, all the rooftops. Luckily, we have a rooftop bar at the Warrior Hotel, and it's amazing. Last 2 weekends, I spent time meeting friends on the rooftop and highly encourage it. It's cool to have a nice city view and also sip on your favorite beverage with friends. I think it'd be cool to maybe host this Bald and Witty podcast from the rooftop bar. So if anyone involved in the rooftop bar business is listening, we are ready to take this show on the road. Okay, so I was eavesdropping at the rooftop bar. That's one of my favorite hobbies as well. The table next to us comprised of probably 5 couples, I would say in their upper 20s, 30s, maybe lower 40s. Nice conglomeration of demos. They were talking about one thing that was sports related, and it pains me to say that this is something I have not consumed, but they were talking about it, had a huge impact on the table, the Tom Brady roast. They're breaking down some various highlights, and there was one couple that hasn't seen it yet at their table, and I think they kind of gave them the hinky eye, like, why haven't you seen this Tom Brady roast? That's when I walked by, and I said, oh, I have not seen it either. A lot of people talking about it. I'm missing it. What is wrong with me? I think the world needs more laughter. I know there's lots of comedians. Now, the laughter is pretty mean-spirited and pretty vulgar at times. But hopefully this week I can put that in my to-do list to watch the Brady roast on Netflix. Okay, so I saw some of the highlights of the Brady roast. And my first thought was, oh, I wonder if Gisele Bündchen likes this. Probably not, but I did see the backpedal of Tom Brady on Twitter X. He posted yesterday, Happy Mother's Day to these kind, caring, compassionate, and powerful moms that I'm lucky enough to have in my life. None of this would be possible without your love. That was in an Instagram post. Sorry, not Twitter X. So is that Brady's way of backpedaling and maybe, sorry about the roast. You know, I love you guys and thanks for all your contributions. Seems like a very awkward thing to post on the Mother's Day immediately after the roast. But then again, I haven't seen the roast, so I'll have to report back to you after I watch the roast. Hopefully sometime this week. Okay, one thing I absolutely committed to, must-watch TV, was the debut of Paul Skeens, pitching stud for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Pirates happen to be my favorite team, so I was very excited when they drafted Paul Skeens out of LSU. He started his career at Air Force, transferred to LSU, was very dominant in the College World Series and his collegiate career, and he was pretty dominant in some ways on his major league debut this past Saturday. Just shy of 35,000 people witnessed the event at PNC Park. Four innings, six hits, seven Ks. In the first inning, Paul Skeens threw nine pitches 100 miles per hour or more. And with those fastballs, man, the tail and the late movement on the pitch is just absolutely impressive. Spent a little bit of time in the minor leagues for Indianapolis, where he perfected the splitter sinker. He calls it the splinker. He's going to be absolutely a thrill to watch. Apparently, some people are saying he could be rookie of the year, even though he didn't make his major league debut until May 11th. And of course, Major League Baseball had a nice spotlight on Livy Dunn, who was there in the luxury suite. And Fox News says she is now part of the WAG club, to which I pondered, what is the WAG club? That's the wife and girlfriend club. Very confusing. So now she's part of the wife and girlfriend club. They've been dating for quite some time. Her content on social media is top notch. Apparently, Paul Skeens and Livy Dunn were taking a nap, and Skeens missed the call to the major leagues. And then he missed his flight. They had to book it in a rental car 6 hours to get to Pittsburgh in time, which they did. They interviewed Livy Dunn during the game. It was amazing. She's very supportive, and it was one of the very cool things in sports, not only this past weekend, really the past month. But I really don't get the WAG term. I don't know. Seems weird. Is there a husband and boyfriend club, the HAB? I think it's silly, but, you know, people have to make up content on social media. I guess that's what you get. One of my biggest dreams is to give a commencement address to either high school or college. I was lucky enough to get my opportunity. I spoke at year 13 here in Sioux City. Year 13 is for those special needs young adults that have transitioned past 12th grade and they kind of forge their own way in this year 13. It's really a cool program. Having a special needs young adult son myself, it seemed very fitting. And so that was my commencement address. I really liked it. I would like to do it again if there's any places of higher institution that are looking for a graduation speech. I think I could write a good one. And I like watching all kinds of commencement addresses, including one that happened this past weekend at Duke University from Jerry Seinfeld. Some really good moments on the speech. He detailed three things you need to have moving forward and the need for laughter in our society. Hey, that is perfectly aligned with this podcast. The world needs more joy. The world needs more laughter.
And it is worth the sacrifice of an occasional discomfort to have some laughs. Don't lose that. Even if it's at the cost of occasional hard feelings, it's okay. You gotta laugh. That is the one thing at the end of your life you will not wish you did less of. Humor is the most powerful, most survival, essential quality you will ever have or need to navigate through the human experience.
And I thought Seinfeld, the 17-minute speech, is must-watch viewing for the grad in your life. I have a youngest son that's graduating from high school coming up May 22nd. And so when I find a good commencement speech like the Seinfeld one, I bring it up to him, and we're going to watch it later on this week to get his take, see if he likes it as much as I do. Okay, big shout-out to Noah Sacco from Channel 9 KCAU. I saw him at the X's game this past weekend, and he said he was going to do an investigative piece on the new Bratzilla, which is $9 and absolutely huge. It's a huge brat. And he talked about it, and he gave it 8 out of 10, and he said he enjoyed it, but he said he added ketchup to put a little more bite into it, to which I think ketchup on a brat does not belong. It's got to be strictly mustard to complement the brat. So I reached out to him on X. He was nice enough to respond to me. He said he had to improvise because there is no sauerkraut available. Hey, thanks to all the fans. I don't know if we want our sports guy having sauerkraut breath. No ads. Certainly a felony in the laws of brat, but plain brats just need more zest in my book. I said, putting ketchup goes against the brat ethics 101. What do you think? You can reach out to me, Tony, at baldandwitty.com. Little heads up, if you happen to be going to the airport anytime soon, be on the lookout for TJ Miller. Last night he posted, "I think bald spots are sexy. That's why I give them a lick when they're in front of me on the plane. Passengers beware, I'm licking bald spots and that's no BS. Hashtag bald spot licking." I just feel weird even saying that. Likely the first of those hashtags. Yeah. First and last, but TJ Miller, funny dude. But, if you have a bald spot, make sure he's not sitting behind you. Me, I've elevated way past bald spot. I'm just all bald. So I don't know how that fits into TJ Miller's experience on an airplane. But just be advised, this is your public service announcement for a Monday. Stay away from TJ Miller at the airport, at the airplane, pretty much anywhere in society, especially if you're a bald guy. Finally, thanks to Retro News Now on Twitter X, they posted it was on May 12, 1993. The senior class rallies around Donna after the school board rules she cannot participate in graduation ceremonies because of her drunkenness at prom. Quick clip from that show, 90210.
Donna Martin graduate! Donna Martin graduate! Donna Martin graduate! Donna Martin graduate!
Oh, good to see you with us, my man.
A little peer pressure every time.
Maybe I was wrong, Brandon. Maybe the class of 93 has life left in it after all.
I love 90210, probably because it was the exact same class as me in high school. 90210, graduating class, high school 1993, and college 1997. So it was perfectly aligned with my life. Some great storylines, I think, broke some new ground on that show and stuff that just wasn't talked about on the TV shows at that time. It's groundbreaking. I haven't watched 90210, the original. I did watch the revamp, which was, pretty good. But I wonder if 90210 still holds up. My guess is it probably comes off as extremely dated, but a nice little memory piece. Kind of like the Unfrosted Pop-Tart movie from Jerry Seinfeld. See, more love for Jerry Seinfeld. He gave us the Pop-Tart movie and one amazing graduation speech. Please reach out to me and feedback what you thought of the speech from Jerry Seinfeld or any of the topics we discussed here on this fifth episode of the Bald and Witty Podcast. Check out the website for some essays and much more, baldandwitty.com. Can't wait for the sixth episode. It's going to be better than this one.
Because the world needs more joy, discover baldandwitty.com. Get fresh observations about movies, music, and more.